Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Good evening, to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we have various guests to come on the show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. We invite guests who are Avon representatives like yourself. We also invite guests who are coaches, life coaches, or business coaches. And again, the purpose of having these people come on the show each week is to help you as an Avon representative take your business to the next level. And I'm so excited to talk about the topic, which is to get your business ready for the fall. You know, today was unbelievably high. It was unreal. And I'm one of those individuals who really, really love our Avon products. And I have to tell you, I wear every lotion that Avon has on. I managed somehow to put these lotions on. And I think it's like overkill because when it's so hot like this, you know, I mean, I guess you just sweat like crazy. But anyway, I say all that to say enjoy it now, because in a couple of months it will be winter and we'll be praying for these nice warm days of summer. So with that being said, it's never too late or never too early to plan your Avon business. And for every business there is, you know, whether you're in the beauty business, whether you're into carpentry, whether you're in finance, you know, no matter what your business is, every business has a high and a low season. And if you're new in the business, one of the things I would suggest, and this is what I do, I create a sheet. It can be done on your computer. It can be done in a notebook. However you want to do it. I do mine by hand. So I have a sheet that, which I created on the computer and printed it out. And I printed out several weeks. I think I did 52 weeks. And what I do, I name the... I actually do mine by month. I'm sorry, 12 months. So I name the, so we're in, say, for example, this is in August, the top of my sheet would have August 2016, and then I have my categories of earnings. So, you know, we're doing Avon, so what you may want to have is to see where you're making your money. You know, it can be very detailed as to, like, if you're making most of your money in skincare, if you're making most of your money in fragrances, if you're making most of your money in naturals, or you're making your money in the style. But you know, you could do that, or you could just simply have a chart and just have Avon and how much you make in Avon collectively. So, for example, so if your product was delivered today, and you started dispersing your products amongst your clients, and you made, say, for example, $100. Then you would put $100 in today's day, and then Tuesday you'll go look at Tuesday and see how much money you made Tuesday. Say you made $50, you put $50 in that day, and at the end you do that for every day that you collect money in your hand. And at the end of the month, the last day of the month, you take the whole month every day and you tally it up, and you put a grand total for the month. And I tell you, it's shocking the amount of money that you make. I self-employed, and I was feeling a little down. I mean, we all get there. We all go there at some point. And I said, God, I'm not making money. And then I realized, you know, I went back to my chart, and I added all the little monies that I had made this month, August, thus far. And to my surprise, I was actually on track. And so I was very surprised. So sometimes you need that tracking to reassure your earnings. And then also you need that tracking blueprint, because after you do 1 year of tracking your monies, then you know your high periods of earning, and then you know your low periods of earning, and you know how to you know how you would know how to adjust your marketing efforts during each period, during the high versus the low period. And so with that being said, as I started to say in the beginning, every industry has a high and a low period. And generally, in the beauty industry, the summer months are usually somewhat slow because not everyone comes and, go and get their hair done, or they go to the salon, or they're buying things because they're traveling. And they may be going, some of your better customers may take a couple of weeks off before they, on for their vacation. So you may not make as much money during the summer months, but what you would do right before the summer is maybe, warn your customers before they go away. They should stock up on certain items, and this way you'll carry up through the summer. So you have a bigger bang in maybe May and June to carry through the August, the slow periods of July and August. So with that being said, our best time, who I guess in the retail industry, our best time is coming up. This is our Christmas time. Right after kids go to school, I would say the second or third week of September, we should start to rock and roll, and really try to maximize the holiday giving season. A lot of times we only think of, Christmas as the holiday giving season, but depending on the calendar, you may have Ramadan, and there's a gift process, a gift giving process in that religion. And then you have Hanukkah, depending on where that falls, then also there's a period in which the gifts are given. And then you also have Kwanzaa, and gifts are given during that time period as well. So you need to be on top and get your calendar together and know that these dates are coming. So now we're in August now, and we're in campaign. We're finishing up campaign 18. Many of us placed our campaign 18 orders on Sunday. But moving forward, if you haven't, or if you're about to place your campaign 18, but certainly for your campaign 19, start looking at those bundles that Avon is offering. They have some great perfume bundles for $9.99. They had the whole Odyssey set. Things like that you want to buy, because they had Odyssey on sale for $9.99, and that was just for the one bottle, but the other one had a 4-piece set and a little small book, sales book, and it was 4-piece for $9.99. You want to buy things like that. You want to put, if you can, you want to try to put it aside. You want to break the bank. I'm not saying go ahead and buy 50 of those little items. No, buy what you can afford. And when I say afford to be able to put them to the side and not make money on them right away. And the reason why you want to do that, because what you want to start doing, you really want to start creating baskets. You want to have, and you don't want to wait until the day before or the week before Black Thursday, or the week before Christmas, to start making like 50 or 100 baskets. That's insane. So what you want to do, you want to start pulling these little things aside, and then at your leisure, to start creating basket. Maybe there's a snowstorm. That's gonna be a perfect day to pull out the box of things that you have pulled, that you've worked with Avon, and start to put them into basket forms. Because one of the things you want to start promoting, and you want to start promoting it in your emails, on your blogs, on your Facebook, that you want to start, especially in September, that you have gifts, you are providing a gift giving service using Avon's fragrances, natural home items, children's gifts and fashion items. And you can also mention or add on to that by saying gifts as low as. And you may have a gift as low as $10, or, you know, you figure out what your price is. I saw one woman, she had I went to Avon basket making class, and this one woman had a basket that was over $100, but she had that beautiful red bag. I don't know if everybody remember, in the spring was a red and a brown bag in the cover of the magazine. The cover was yellow. Well, she had the red one. And let me tell you, it looks fabulous. She stuffed it, and she bought a mirror. And she placed it on the mirror, and she had perfume, and she had bracelets, and just it looked like $1 million. And you know what? She will get the money for it. And she said that during the Christmas holidays, she made over $3,000 on just selling her gift basket. And guess what? She sold on the street. Crazy. So we know we can do the same thing, but again, start in September. Put in your email, you can do a signature line, gift baskets, personalized gift baskets available for the holidays. Order them now. And so that's one of the things you want to do. You want to start making your gift baskets and getting a plan for that. And try to figure out, you know, what it is that you want to do and how you want to market yourself. So you know you want to do that. So that's one of the things you want to do. You want to plot when is your gift giving season. You want to start like a squirrel, putting aside items that you see that's on sale. And then the other thing you need to do with all that you need to know how much you want to make. You know, there should be some kind of realistic goal. I mean, you're gonna go out there willy nilly and just, you know, like whatever you sell. No, you should have a goal. Set a goal. If your goal is to make during the fall season, which is September, October, November, December, if your goal is to make $8,000 or sell $8,000 or sell $10,000 worth of Avon products, whatever your goal is, then back that number up. Back that number up into months. Back that number up into days or weeks and then to days. So this way you know you can stay focused and you can say, okay, this is what I need to do. So say, for example, if your goal is September, October, November, December. If it's four, okay, it's 4 days. September, October, November, December. So say it's $4,000 and you want to do $1,000. That means that will break that down to $1,000 a month. So you take that $1,000 you divide that $1,000 by 30 days of a year, that would give you that you would have to sell at least minimum $33 worth of gift baskets or products to make that goal of $4,000. I just took that low number. And what I usually do, I don't do the whole 30 days because, you know, I do take breaks. So sometimes my number may be 25 or 20 because I may leave Sundays off or whatever, you know, and factor in all the little things. But, you know, that's what you want to do. You want to back yourself into a number and you want to have a goal and you need a plan on how you're going to get to the goal. So we talked about the making the gift baskets. And I would strongly suggest you look at the directory for your local Michael's store because they have all kinds of craft classes there. What's the other place? The place I go shopping for I can't think of anything. Joyce, I think Leslie or something like that. You want to go, you know, and check them. I just got an Avon rep. that's another opportunity for you to take classes. Any place within your local area where they have a craft store, you know, see when they're going to have a gift basket class being given. And if they don't have one in your area, no worries. What you can do, you can go to YouTube and you can do Avon gift basket, or you can just do gift basket making in general. And then sit down and watch the video. I've done that and gotten a lot of great tips out of that. So, you know, so that's one of the things you want to do. The other thing you want to do in planning for your Avon representatives, planning for your fall, is really getting your email list in order. And what I mean by that, you know, we have people's names all over the place. I mentioned this before. You really should apply to a company that's called maybe a Constant Contact or EasyMonkey or whatever the thing is called, any kind of a program where you can send out email blasts. And what I do, I place my customers in two categories, two different programs. I put them in, I put them in my Constant Contacts and under Avon Customers. That's the label I have them under. And then I also place my customers on my phone and under Customers, Avon Customers. And then I also, in my Gmail account, I also place my customers in that listing as well. And the reason for that is because I personally send out an email blast every first of the month. And anybody who's on this call and get my email, you know you get an email from me every first of the month at 9:20 a.m. And so does my customers. They get an email that same day. And in my email, you know, blast, and this is what I would suggest to you guys, is to, in your email blast, again, toot your own horn. Explain to your customers that the holiday season is coming ahead, coming, and that they should get ahead of the game and they should start ordering their baskets. And then another thing you can do, you can even go further, so, you know, for, you know, men, I know you have a hard time shopping for your secretary or your coworker or whatever, you know, happy to make your gift basket for you. And sometimes you have to spell things out because sometimes people don't think and they need someone to think for them. So, for example, you can say gift for all occasions, and you can put, for example, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Ramadan, or whatever, teacher gift, gifts for coworkers, grab bag gifts, excuse me. You wanna list these things so it hits home. Gift for members of your church, gift for your next door neighbor, gift for your mailman. Because people don't think about this until it's too late. But you know, you wanna put that out there in your newsletter. And I tell you, I will start doing that now, and I will make mention or keep that as part of your email blast from now until December. The other thing I would suggest that you do as an Avon rep is prepare your business for the fall is to go into your Avon.com, and then there's a tab on your Avon.com that's called Campaign Tools. And what they have there, and I think it's a very good source of resource for you, is that they have three campaigns listed. If you look at it today, it has Campaign 18, it has 19, and it has 20. Probably Wednesday, when the system updates, it will probably go from 19, 20, and then 21. And what I would do, this is a good planner for yourself. It tells you what's hot in the brochures. It tells you what items, you know, give you little suggestions. For example, they talk about the Mega Power mascara, the Mega Effect mascara. That's the one, if you don't remember, it's the red and black one that the brush curves and moves up and down. You can angle it any way you want. Well, that's going to be on sale, and it's going to have an amazing value. $7.99. Well, you know, guess what, ladies? I'm buying some for myself because I happen to love that mascara. But, you know, these are types of things, you know, you can go back and you can plan your sales using this this tool that Avon has given you, the campaign. Again, it's called the Campaign Tools. Again, it comes in three campaigns, and this right now currently is 18, 19, and 20. But this not stop there. We also have in our Avon, when you go into My Orders tab and you put your name in to place an order, and you go to the left of the new screen, and then you have your What's New. And right now in campaign 18, we have What's New campaign 19 and campaign 20. And what I like about the What's New is that when you go all the way back, just say to the back page and go forward one, so I'm actually going to the next to the last page, they have there on that page, it has usually has things numbered. In this case, it has on campaign, I think it's 21, What's New. This is the one with the girl with the lipstick on the cover. It has 1 to 3, and it shows you the different promotions. For example, it says crowd with pleasure. Any two fragrance for $22. I mean, that is excellent. So you know what? So if you know you have customers who like the Haku and maybe want to try the other Haku floral, you know, this is a good time, you know, to contact that person and say, listen, these items are on sale. This is a great opportunity to get some new perfumes and try them out along with and marry it with your old perfume. The same thing with cologne. The other thing they have, guess what? They got another butler bag just in time for the fall. And this one's going to be, they call it a pewter shade. It may look gray. And it's going to be $29.99. I'm going to tell you, a lot of people that I know really fell in love with that last butler bag, and I saw quite a few of them. So these are the types of things you want to go back and do. Now, just go back to this butler bag. If you can go back into your, if you have done this properly and have listed each customer in your my orders, you could actually go back and search and see how many people have ordered the butler bag, or you can go back and look at your customers and by name and see their order history and see what it is that they have ordered, and then go back and order those things for them. One of the things that's really hot that a lot of people really like, and I know I have gotten a lot of people inquiring about it, Planet Star is making, you know, a real comeback, and you want to, you know, that's something you want to get your customers into, is getting to this Planet Star. So look at this this campaign tool that they have in your at the back of your What's New, and you can go back to two campaigns, and that can help you plan and know what's coming up. Excuse me, for the fall. The other thing I wanted to make mention also for the fall, in preparing yourself for the fall, is to one of the things I do when I go to people's home for the holidays. You know, you really should not go to a person's house empty-handed. You know, and most people, they bring wine, and this is another thing you may wish to put in your email blast or in your email tagline. Some people may have problems with alcohol, and we invariably bring alcohol to people's homes when we go to visit. And what I saw is as when I became an Avon representative, one of the things I started to do is I carry with me an Avon gift for the hostess, you know, and this, you know, in hopes, and there's a double-edged sword. You know, one, it's exposing the hostess to an Avon product, and hopefully that she will like it and she will start to buy that. And secondly, it's just, you know, it's better than bringing an alcoholic beverage. So, you know, so as you start to plan for the holidays and putting little things, gifts aside, and I should say bundles aside for your customers, so you can make these baskets for the fall, the other thing you want to do is also start pulling some little gifts aside for yourself so that you can take them as hostess thank you gifts for people who have invited you to their home for Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve party, or whatever celebration it is. But you want to, you know, want to start, you know, putting that aside for yourself as well. The other way, other thing you can do to prepare yourself for the holidays, and I absolutely, I'm one of those who really love this. So I've heard people with mixed reviews at Avon meetings, but I happen to absolutely love Avon Web TV. If you go to YouTube and you search Avon Web TV, you will see, I think there's up to 4 videos. And those videos tell you about up-and-coming products that's coming up. They tell you the benefits. It shows you little tricks. Like, for example, I think the last one that I watched, or the latest one, I should say, it showed you different tricks with the necklace that you may not have thought of. So these are great things that you can think about in terms of how you're going to sell your products in these future campaigns. And the other thing that I would suggest when planning for the fall is to, when you get your brochure, study it. Study your brochure. Get an understanding of what's in there, what's on sale. And when you do that, when you explore your brochure, think about your customers and your customers' spending habits, buying habits, and this way when your customers call you or you call your customers, because we should be proactive, you can point out these various things that you know that he or she will like. Another thing you can do during the fall, preparing yourself for the fall, and I'm going to say this, you can use the snail mail, and I would say I would take maybe 10 customers out of my list each month, and I would rotate them. So I'll take 10 this month and another different 10 the next month. You know, however you want to do it, however you want to spend it. It could be every 2 weeks, whatever you want to do. And what I would do, if you go to Staples have in their envelope section brochure envelopes, and our Avon brochures fit in that envelope perfectly. And what I would do, I would mail out brochures to customers that you have not seen and send them to them, you know, send them a copy of a brochure. And so that's one way to start. And you could put a little sales, receipt, blank receipts. They can write their little orders in and also stick a business card in there, but you should certainly already have your number and things on the cover of the book. And you may want to print out a little letter if you like and say, you know, you can either shop and I'll bring it, I will deliver or gift wrap or whatever you want to say in it. Or you can, if you place an order over $35, Avon will send the product to you with no charge in terms of shipping. So you would like to do that. And then the other thing you can do with people also is that you can personally call those customers that you just have not heard from, you know, for whatever reason. You know, you fell off the map with them or life got in their way. Or, you know, they got a new cell phone and bloop, your name did not pop in there when all the names transferred. You never know why a customer has not heard from a customer. So be proactive this summer. Be proactive and contact your customers via email blast, text messages, just a regular tagline, again, signature line in your phone, or simply calling or sending them out a brochure on rotation. I would not send the same person a brochure every 2 weeks. I would rotate my customer. Excuse me. I would rotate my customer base. And then if you're in leadership, you know, every conversation you have with a person that you come in contact with in terms of retail or service, you know, when you go to the cleaners, you know, you should be talking with people. You know, the holidays are coming. You may want to make some extra money during the holidays. And you know what? You can make a little flyer on an 8.5 by 11, divide it into 4 pieces. And I usually like to go into publisher and take a holiday card, gift card, greeting card is what it's called, because it's actually divided into 4 pieces. And I don't have to try to figure that out. And so I take the design and design it in one of the squares, and then I put it in all 4 so that when it prints, I have all 4 pieces printed nicely. And I'll take that, cut it up, and everywhere you go. And on there, it should say, you know, are you looking to make extra money for the holidays? give me a call or visit my website or visit TariaAvon.com and enter my code. And everywhere you go, to the hairstyles, you give her one. You go to the grocery store and it's a check cashier lady, you give her one. Everywhere you go, you go to the gym, you give them one. This is what you do. So that's another way of planning for in terms of getting recruits, you know, for those who are in leadership. And then you can, while it's hot, you know, you can. I always say, plant your plan to get your nuts and store them during the summer, because in the wintertime you're not going to really want to go out. But you know, you want to go out, you want to prospect, you want to go to your neighborhood and talk to the various business owners, see if you can partner up during the holiday season to have a table in their in their store. T-Mobile is an excellent place. Dress Barn, you may want to call, and you're doing a holiday customer appreciation. Start now, so that when the holidays come, you're already planted. People already know you. They're used to seeing you for the last 3 months. Now the holidays come, boom, you're going to hit them with all these beautiful baskets that you have for them that you've been making all along. So that's another thing you can do. And then also, you can also prospect, you know, during that time period also while you're at these stores. So let me see what time it is. I have no idea. I'm just rattling off. Oh, my goodness, it's 9 o'clock, and there's just so much more to share and so much more to talk about. And so maybe what we'll do is maybe we'll take this into maybe a part of a session in September. For those of you who have not done so already, please go and place your Avon order. Campaign 18 is due this week. And for those who have done so already, thank you. And thank you for being a responsible and a good Avon representative. And for those who are going to place the order, thank you again for being responsible and being a great Avon representative as well. Thank you for being on the radio show. If you miss any parts of this show, you can always go back and listen to this show and any other show that has been broadcast, and as well as sharing this information with members of your team. And if you have not done so already, please like us on Facebook. Okay, guys, have a wonderful, fantastic week. Keep cool and start planning for the fall. Good night, everyone.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.